Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello and welcome once again to AMG Academy. Matt McClure here with you, along with Nick Hildenbrand, president of AmeriLife Marketing Group. Nick, thanks so much once again for being here.
Yes, good morning, Matt. Glad to be here.
It is a great, great day, and we're going to be talking about, I think, something that's pretty fundamental to doing business kind of any kind today. And it's so, so important now when we live in such a digital age to build your brand. That is, it's the branding blueprint is basically what we're titling this one. Why is a brand so important in today's business world?
I would say it's such an important need to have a brand in the marketplace to set yourself apart. As we deal with retirees, as insurance agents, you know, this is a definitely very emotional transition in their lives, to take this step into retirement. And I think having yourself branded out in the marketplace shows a level of professionalism, kind of sets yourself in a professional manner to that audience. And I think it's a definite necessity to have out there as you're trying to get in front of all these new retirees.
Yeah. Well, and let's kind of start from the ground up here and kind of with the basics. First of all, if you're just going to give a basic definition of what a brand is, because you talked about why it's important, but really, what is it? What is a brand when we talk about that? I think it's also kind of a word that gets thrown around a lot. Just let's start with that basic definition.
Yeah, I'd go back to what I said earlier about, you know, retirement is definitely an emotional transition of anybody's life. And I think brand sets that you're not necessarily just, you know, selling a product, you're really selling an experience to the individuals that are making this transition in their life. So, you know, when you're creating a brand, you got to keep that in your mind, of how you're articulating yourself, how you're putting yourself out there, and how you're putting your company out there, that you're really trying to present an experience more than anything else out there.
Yeah. And while the name of your business or the name of that brand is important, and the, you know, like something like a logo is important because you want to be able to convey what you want to convey in a logo and in a name. While those are important, maybe aspects of the brand itself really goes beyond that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, logos can even be too, Matt. I mean, when you think about your target audience or you think about the audience that you're presenting, you know, things like that can make a big difference. So you got to think in their minds what they grew up with, what they've seen, what they gravitate towards as their kind of everyday products, and try to really create your branding and your logo in that same manner. You don't want to be, for somebody that sees power or grew up with stuff like Eagles and Boy Scouts and things like that out in the marketplace. You know, you think of your brand or your actual logo to really represent that. Or you go the other route, depending on your demographic or area, of kind of past things that individuals grew up with to try to mimic, you know, that same look, feel, and kind of just mission and vision and everything.
Yeah. And really, you know, and you use the word everything there, like it's so important to be consistent across a brand with that message that you're trying to convey. The biggest part of that, I think, is identifying that target audience and making sure that everything is geared to them at all times.
Yes. I mean, I think thinking of your target audience is one of the most important things. I mean, I remember when we were going and just thinking through kind of brand awareness and some stories that we have is just even thinking about font sizes, right? What fonts people grew up with on the computer. It's not like, 20 years ago, there was all, you know, 25, 30, 150 different fonts out there. You know, people do gravitate to specific ones that they're used to. Size, look, feel, you know, plays an important role to create a feeling, you know, that people are getting when they're looking at who you are and what your brand stands for.
Yeah, which it's so interesting because it's like even something like that, that sort of you might get overlooked, I think, or might like the average person might not even think about is important. The font and the size. It's, you know, attention to detail is important in these things.
Yeah, for sure. You even can think of bands and how their logos used to look and things like that to bring it, you know, to some people that grew up with certain bands like Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and everything like that. You know, it's you can be very playful with it, but ultimately, I think you want to definitely keep it in a professional manner and making sure people see you as a professional to transition them in this time of retirement.
Yeah, like idea of those types of things, not necessarily, you know, being at a rock concert kind of a deal. And so, I mean, really, though, it comes down to, and I love that you mentioned, you know, bands and stuff, Pink Floyd and others, because it really comes down to understanding the audience, understanding the people that you're trying to reach, not just really, you know, kind of knowing who they are and, okay, I'm reaching retirees, I'm, you know, people 65 and up or whatever. I really want to connect with them. And that's where the brand comes in, and understanding the audience is really essential to making that connection.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, target audience is key. I think if you look at today, when we talk about brands and where to actually present your brands, you know, I pulled some statistics earlier and just kind of looked at, you know, everybody's pretty much online, and that's like a given. But, you know, I wanted to go deeper and look at some statistics and saw that, you know, 70% of people 65 and older online in some fashion, some form. And I think it's really important to think when you're branding yourself out there, again, knowing your audience we talked about font sizes, we talked about kind of imagery that they would look at, but also what type of devices they're using as they're online or what platforms they're utilizing online is really important. And there was actually a statistic that said when we think of online, we tend to gravitate to computers. I would say as an agent or somebody that's in an office, you tend to gravitate towards computers because you're always on one. But the person at home, you know, kind of looking at you up online is usually on a smart device of some capacity versus, you know, some type of computer. And I looked at a stat that showed 84% of 65 and older are actually using some type of smart tablet. And that's very key, too, to think about versus a computer or a cell phone, how you're presenting yourself on their device that they're looking at on a daily basis, how those fonts look, how your message looks, I think is really important to think about as you're building or kind of putting any type of content out there about you.
Yeah. And speaking as someone who doesn't, you know, necessarily yet fall into that 65 and older age group, but, you know, we're all getting there. But so speaking as someone who doesn't quite fall into that age group just yet, it is not, you know, nothing is more frustrating than like maybe, you know, say being sent to a website and then that website is not mobile friendly. There's not a mobile friendly version of it. And then you kind of have to zoom in and squint and scroll left and right to be able to see or turn the phone sideways. And then even then it doesn't quite look right. So just make sure, right, that everything is mobile friendly. Cause like you said, like 84%, I think, of the 65 and older crowd is on some type of smart tablet. My mom, I know, falls into that. I thought it was like a sign of the apocalypse coming when she got an iPhone several years ago. But she does it and she operates it well, cause it's an intuitive thing. So I think, yeah, a lot of that is knowing what devices your audiences are using and how they're using them.
Yeah. And it plays a key factor, like we said, of meeting your customer where they're at, you know, as you're developing these brands and making sure, like you said, mobile devices and mobile friendly platforms are key. So anything that you're doing or building, make sure that it definitely has that capability. And most platforms do, where it can convert pretty easily into some type of mobile device these days.
Yeah. And just make sure that that's a box that you click and all that, to check that off the list. And another thing too, is really what differentiates you from the competition, right? I mean, that's gotta be kind of the goal of this, because obviously, especially during, you know, we'll go back a couple of months here and talk about AEP, for example. You've got people 65 and up are bombarded with, especially people who are turning 65, are bombarded with advertising, with mailers, with all, you know, emails, promotional emails, commercials, onto all of the things. And so, especially then, but all year round, you've got to set yourself apart from the competition. So the big question is then, how do you do that?
I think you said it best, at all year round, right? So we think about these earlier comments we made about the emotional journey that you're creating for somebody, not just a product. And it's not a one and done thing when it comes to me as branding and advertisement. Everybody's online and online all the time. So, you know, I think it's key and important as you're trying to set yourself apart is to think how you're presenting yourself on a regular basis online to people. And there's a lot of different things you can utilize and leverage and platforms. You know, I look at definitely YouTube and social media as a big aspect of being able to communicate just beyond the one and done kind of transaction. So when you think of customers you've even already helped, you know, make sure you're leveraging them and their networks, that you're promoting yourself and your brand in certain ways of taking, you know, pictures with them, posting with them as you're helping them, you know, tagging them in some of the posts that you're putting out there immediately gives you a credibility to their entire network that you're kind of connected that, to them, and you're that insurance person or that retirement specialist. I think that's really key. And you know, people don't necessarily, with all individuals online, they get bombarded by all this information, but they're educating themselves constantly online. So I think you got to think of, again, the journey process that you're trying to create and touch and build resources and different things out there that people can tap into to build your credibility, right? You don't want necessarily just a billboard or a clickbait kind of advertisement out there. May it work at times, for sure, and certain times those things do. But I think if you're wanting to really capture an audience, it does take some work, it takes some effort and time to build it. But the more content and the more things you're putting out there, it lives out on the internet indefinitely. So, you know, stuff you post today could be liked by somebody and seen by an additional, you know, network of people 2-3 weeks a year from now, for all you know. That could all of a sudden, you know, catch somebody's feed. So I think that's really key as you're building that stuff out there, to think of your target audience to set yourself apart.
Yeah, I mean, that really does happen. I know that even just my, like, personal, say, Instagram, I'll get a like on a post from 2 years ago, and I'm like, wait a minute, what in the world? And then 2 or 3 more people will like it because that person's liked it, and it's like, it's moved it up in the algorithm, so other people are seeing it. So yeah, I mean, it's the hard work and the effort that is put in today really does last quite a while. You know, it's not just for right now, one and done.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've seen posts all of a sudden catch fire and get thousands of views like months later, or even 6 months later for that matter. It's just amazing. And for us to try to figure out, I mean, you can get really in all the algorithms and try to, you know, think of social media and think how you can leverage. And there's definitely paid advertisement, things you can do there. But I think for the individual that's just looking for a simplistic way to kind of get themselves out there and set themselves apart is, you know, just put things out that relate to your customer base. Engage your customer base online. You know, build that transparency of your sales process and their experience that they had with you, and make sure that you're kind of posting about it and putting stuff out there about it. And you'll start to see that's genuine. that's the stuff that really starts actually catching attention, and people start to actually engage with. And that's where you see those algorithms, like you're talking about, Matt, really start to pick up and catch fire for sure.
Yeah, that organic type growth is definitely the best. It's always been like, you know, word of mouth. This is like modern day word of mouth is liking absolutely. And reposting and all that stuff.
That's the best way to put it.
It's got to, as you say, go where the people are, and you know, that's where they are, and that's how they communicate now. So we all have to do that too. And also another important thing here as part of, you know, what's setting you apart, there's you know, this thing called a USP. It's not anything technological. It's not like your ISP, which is your internet service provider. We're talking about your unique selling proposition. What's so important about finding that?
I think it's extremely important. You know, I would say kind of trust really boils down to like three pillars. You know, it's authenticity, logic, and then just being basically, you know, the value that you're really bringing to the table to help somebody. And those three pillars really, as you're out there, if you're really building a value proposition or your USP around articulating your genuineness to help others, that really comes across. And ultimately, that's going to come across online in your brand. The more you're advertising all these different values that you're bringing to your customer base, or the things that you're doing for the individuals, you know, that are looking to make this transition, I think is key to really just build your presence and build your authenticity out there that people gravitate towards and start to see. You know, brand is not about the sales aspect, right? You're not necessarily saying, hey, this is how I sell people. You know, nobody cares about that. They care about what you're going to do to help them. And I think that's the messaging you need to make sure you put not only in words out there, but you put through content that you're posting, and, you know, bringing your brand awareness around all of that, your logo, your mission statement, things that you put out there can really start catching fire and getting people to really look at you and follow you to where that time is right. They're going to ultimately reach out to you.
It's almost kind of like, and you'll find as we do more episodes together, Nick, you will find that I'm full of old sayings. And one of the ones that just came to mind when you were saying that is that, you know, people won't necessarily remember what you did. People will remember how you made them feel. And I feel like that is sort of goes to the core of what you were just talking about. It's making that connection with people on that emotional level and coming across as genuine.
Yeah, that's definitely, I love that saying, you know, and I think I wanted to make one other point that's very important as you're doing all of this is make sure you're talking the same language. I think we can definitely, as individuals that are really good at our craft, cut corners in our lingo and things that we say out there. And just keep that also in the back of your mind, like you're saying, is how are you making that person feel? Are you breaking, you know, your brand down, or the things that you're talking about, or the education you're providing, making sure that it's really coming across where how are you making them feel versus, you know, just basically talking and educating somebody or talking at somebody, I should say, about the products or the values that you're bringing to the table.
Yeah, it reminds me of my days as a traffic reporter in New York. I remember in the studio, we had our boss hung up it was like an old cartoon from the newspaper, I guess, from years before, but it was so true. It was like, make sure you're speaking in language people can understand, because it was like somebody sitting in traffic and the traffic reporter was talking about, you know, like a barbecue and a looky-loo and all this stuff. And I forget it exactly how it went, but it's like no one could understand what in the world they were talking about.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. It's like you got to make sure, that you're actually communicating in an effective way, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to, is making that connection. You're not going to connect with anybody if they don't get you. You've got to make sure that they do.
Yeah, for sure. And we train agents and different people all the time. And I'm constantly reminded about that. I mean, just small sayings that you put out there, even product names that you put out, right? that people can look at you with that glossed look on their face that I don't understand anything you're saying just because of the lingo that you're using. And we can really in this industry get caught into the lingo and miss our mark and not really be communicating the most effective communication out to these clients that we're trying to help.
Yeah. And also, you know, part of that effective communication is the consistency of it, right? I mean, it's being, because we've talked about kind of, you know, online channels, I feel like mostly and all of that, which is, of course, super important because that's, as you say, where the people are. But also, I mean, no matter what you're doing, whether you are sending out mail pieces, whether you are, you know, meeting people in person, whether, you know, you're having someone come into your office, like you want all of the communication to be consistent in, you know, look and feel and messaging and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's, and I don't think online is, like you said, the only, you kind of hinted at, the only messaging that you should put out there. The more that you're touching in different aspects, the better. And kind of the more people are going to see your name out in front of them. So I think that's really important as well. And never forget to leverage, you know, some of your branding. We always think of just prospecting, like get it out in front of new clients. We don't necessarily think the importance of, as we're branding ourselves to existing customers and the things that we're giving to out to them, you know, the mailings that we're sending, the letters that we're sending, all of that can be hanging around, right? Some people will utilize some of that stuff that sits around and somebody else sees it and asks them about it. But again, online definitely gives you a good advantage of a large network, you know, of the people that they're connected with. So as you're kind of liking something that they're doing or vice versa, they're liking something that you're posting out online, or even if tagging them, right, that it's a specific situation with them that you helped them or had a communication with or a happy birthday, right? Things as simple as that gets your brand in front of, you know, hundreds of people at once, you know, and they see it, like it, or whatever it may be. So, you know, think of that kind of spider web effect that can happen as you're putting content out there.
Yeah, it's, as we say, kind of that organic growth. And that is really what is super important. And I think what people really do connect with, because it's, you know, if the more that type of growth happens, the more you see that type of organic growth, the more people are really going to latch on to it because it's real. You know, it's not like it's forced on them. And, you know, I think that that's probably one of the key takeaways from the discussion today is that that type of growth and that type of, you know, real sort of, you know, new word of mouth, thing is super important.
Yeah. I mean, it is, like you said, it's the new age word of mouth. It's the referrals. You just got to kind of adapt to it. And going to our earlier comments, you know, the importance of branding yourself and making sure your brand is recognizable online is key to this entire conversation that we're having today, that you're targeting your audience appropriately, that you're building your communications around things that you know that will resonate with them. You're creating your fonts, your logo, everything to relatable products or things that they see out in the marketplace that will catch their eye. It's just key to build a good brand that can live beyond just the initial transaction and making sure that you're keeping that brand in front of your customer base as well, to create retention and they keep you in their mind for any needs that they have or anybody they're talking to, you know, is really key. If you don't do any of this, they forget about you, right? It's like you're in there and then you're out without kind of having those key elements to your professionalism. I think you can lose a lot of business or lose out a lot of customer referrals like we're talking about, Matt.
Yeah, and definitely so. So we've been talking here about branding, about building your brand and how important it is, covering the basics, you know, what is a brand and how that really does go beyond just a logo or a name. Who is your target audience? The importance of identifying them and really knowing how to connect with them. What sets you apart from the competition? And how are you going to communicate that brand? All of these really super important questions to ask yourself and to answer as you build that brand out, because it really is, you know, something that runs, you know, across your business and isn't just something on the periphery that, oh, I got to have a logo. And then you think, oh, well, that's my brand. No, that's part of it, but it's much larger.
Absolutely. I think you said it best. It doesn't stop at a logo. You really have to go to what is your value, what type of communications you want to put out there, and how you're going to stay in front of customers and existing customers is key.
Yeah, definitely so. Well, anything else, Nick, that you wanted to add before we kind of start wrapping things up here on this edition of AMG Academy?
No, I think we covered it all, Matt. Hopefully we gave some good content and good ideas and just discussion points for people to listen about. I know there's tons of resources out there to help build out some of those brands and imagery and everything, images and everything like that. So, you know, make sure you're reaching out to all of the entities out there to help you. A little plug for YDL here at AmeriLife. We have your digital lab, which is a great resource out there, just to give them a little plug to help you out, help you build some of this stuff so that you look more professional online. Is always a good resource.
Yeah, definitely so. Joe Barker and the team over there do a wonderful, wonderful job, and they really are experts at this. So yeah, reach out to them. I'll add to the plug. and I'll add to the plug for AMG as well. AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com, of course, is the website. Nick Hildenbrand, president of AmeriLife Marketing Group. Nick, thank you so much once again for being part of things.
Absolutely. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.